mercy so great, what return can I make for mercy so constant and sure? Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, dear God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We're going to sing that. It's number 35. If you can turn to that. And I thank God. I believe with all my heart, as Sister Vita was praying for folks last night, that God was handing out puzzle pieces that he's going to build on, put together, absolutely. I thought of the children down in the village as well, the cottagers, the villagers. That God would begin to do that there with their young lives as well, before this dirty, corrupt world has its chance to put their hands on them. Why not, right? So before we sing this and conclude this morning, let's pray for them. Let's pray. You know, what Sister Vita shared with us is an eternal story. And it's not the story of just one woman. You know, it's his story. It's Christ's story. What he does for those who just say yes to the Lord. That's powerful. Oh, thank God for that. We want to come and ask God before that throne of grace for these children that God has brought here to this camp, for the young people that came forward last night, that God will begin to just put piece by piece by piece by piece together until a big picture's shown. And what that picture's going to be, the very image of Christ, isn't it? Oh, Lord, let's come before the God. Jesus. Can I ask you to stand with me and let's pray? Yes. Oh, Father, we call on your name. Hallelujah. We call on the name of the Lord. Oh, God. Lord God. Father, we're not interested in wishful thinking. We're not interested in just hopeful thoughts. Oh, God, for these children. That's not enough. That's just not enough. But we come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father. And, Lord, we come boldly before that throne of grace. God, we don't have any merit of our own. We don't. We don't have any boldness that we can work up that's justifiable. But we do have this. We have the name of Jesus Christ. And we come in his name. And we come boldly. We come almost arrogantly. Because he paid it all. He finished the work. And so, God, we cast aside any wishful thinking. We cast aside any hopeful thoughts. And we come with confidence that you're going to do a work in these children. Oh, God, that you're going to work in those villagers. Lord God, that Lord Jesus, it's true, there's so much in this world that can distract them and draw them and pull them. But what happens when eternity meets their heart? Lord, you can do that. And we pray that you will. We pray, oh God, Lord Jesus, that out of that village there'll come others that hear the call. And that for their generation, if you should tarry, we pray that you'll do that. We pray, God, for the cottagers, these young ones, these little ones. Oh God, Lord, we pray, God, that you'll keep them for your name's sake. We pray, Lord, the seed that is sown, the word of God will be implanted in their hearts. We pray, God, that there'll be a move of the Spirit in the cottage. Lord, I know you can do that. I've seen you do that. And Lord, we pray, God, we pray this. We pray, God, that for the village and the cottage, that you'll teach them how to sing and to rejoice in the praises of God. They'll exalt you. Lead and guide them, we pray. We ask that each one of these dear souls will begin to just radiate the image of Christ. We trust you to do this, Father. We do pray for the counselors again. They're going to need an anointing for today. Lord, it's busy work. It's tough work sometimes. They're going to need you to come to them, meet them, strengthen them. And Lord, we're asking you to do that. We don't want to leave out the guests, Lord. Those that left this morning early, go with them. Lord, meet them, continue to work in them. The guests that are still here. Lord, thank you. You're mindful of us. Thank you, Lord, that we may not be called to the mission field, but we're called and to live for Christ, to the neighbor, to the co-worker, to the fellow student, Lord, to our families. Let Jesus be seen in us. We ask this in your name. Amen. Amen. Let's sing this glorious hymn. sing the chorus again as our benediction, but can I ask the musicians, let's slow the tempo down and just sing it right to him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For mercy so great, what return can I make? For mercy so constant and sure. Here it is. I'll love him, I'll serve him with all that I have, as long as my life shall endure. Oh, amen. Amen. Let it be so, Lord.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you.